You're listening to Day 7 of Conversations with Your Higher Self.
You're listening to the 12th House Retreats, where we take you through a little guided visualization. So get comfortable. We'll get started right after this fireside chat.
All right, so you have made it to Day 7 in this retreat series. So congratulations. It takes a lot of dedication and effort to stick with it for 7 whole days, weeks, however long it took you to get here. The important thing is you got here. So this is our last episode in this retreat series, Conversations with Your Higher Self. And it's also our last episode before I break for the summer. So hopefully you'll get a lot out of it, enough to carry you forward for a couple of months until the new episodes start. So I thought we'd end on a really big note with this one. And today we're going to focus on our life's purpose. And that's a big topic. And I think if you are on a spiritual path, that's probably one that you're often thinking about and trying to figure out, what is your life's purpose? What is that path that you're meant to be on? Why did you pick this particular life to live? What is it that you think you need to accomplish in this lifetime? So all of those big questions. And I think it's good and important to ask all of those big questions. But I think it's equally important to try and think of it not as an end result, not as one answer that you need to get, but rather a life's journey. And I know, you know, everybody says life's a journey, not a destination. And that can be really infuriating when you're trying to figure out where you're supposed to be going. But it really is true. I mean, the goal of life is to experience life. And there is a purpose to everybody's life, but you'll never know it until the very end when you look back on the life that you led. The author Elizabeth Gilbert, who I believe wrote Eat, Pray, Love, talks a lot about following your curiosity. And she's talking about it when it comes to passion and creativity. But I think it really applies as well to when you're thinking about what your life purpose is. The idea there is that it's hard to know your life purpose, but if you follow your curiosity, meaning if you just take little steps, you know, go and explore what you're curious about, chances are you're being directed and being led to following your life's purpose, or following that path that takes you to the end result of your life's purpose. And so it's about baby steps. And we've talked about baby steps a lot in all of the different series so far, because baby steps are so much easier to digest than big, gigantic steps. And so the idea here is, if your life's purpose is a big, gigantic step, it can be overwhelming. And so why not just make it easy on ourselves and digest it in little baby steps? And so that's how you do it, is by staying curious and following your curiosity. Your curiosity are your baby steps. And when you follow that curiosity, take it one next step, and then another, you get to your end result. So you're following you're on your journey by following those baby steps. So all that to say, we're going to be talking with our higher selves today about our life's purpose. And, you know, we'll ask, what is our life's purpose? And we'll see what comes through. But I just want you to be aware that sometimes our higher self or our spirit guides will kind of say, well, they'll send us a message that we think, oh, this is my life's purpose. And so it takes you somewhere. But then once you get there, you kind of find out that, no, that's taking you somewhere else. And so you go there and you think, oh, that's my life's purpose. And so you do that work, and then you're like, no, my life's purpose is actually over here. And so it can seem non-sequential, it can seem zigzaggy, but if you look back and you think, oh my goodness, if I hadn't gone here, I wouldn't have gained this experience or met these people that led me to this other experience, that made me, you know, accomplish this, help heal this, let me meet these people that then brought me to this other place. So every step along this journey helps to fulfill our life's purpose. And so that's what we're trying to say today. So keep in mind, as you're having these conversations with your higher self, you know, whatever comes through, it could be your end all be all life's purpose, but it could just be the next step. So if you stay curious and follow that curiosity, you're likely going to be on the right path. And how do we know we're on the right path? We've talked about this before. Those synchronicities that happen to you. So either you're always seeing the same numbers on the clock or on license plates, or you bump into the same person over and over again, or, you know, you see colors, like the same weird, bizarre color on bizarre things, like a lime green car, how unusual, but you see lime green in a flyer, and then you see lime green on somebody's shirt, like all of those weirdly placed little symbols and indications can be reassuring you that you're on that right life's journey, life's path towards your life's purpose. Okay, so let's develop our intention statement here. So let's start with our problem statement, which could be in this case something like, I don't know what my life's purpose is. So we can easily switch that now into our I wish statement. I wish I knew what my life's purpose is. And then you can just flip it into your present statement. I know what my life's purpose is. So as you get yourself into a comfortable sitting position, just try to work out what your intention statement is, and we'll get started with a guided visualization. So I invite you to close your eyes now or soften your gaze. And just take a deep breath in and just try to relax your body as you exhale. So I invite you to bring your attention up to your crown and just feel if there's any tension there. And as you exhale, just allow any of that tension to leave your body. Take a deep breath in. Bring attention to your jaw. And as you exhale, just relax your jaw. Take a deep breath in. Bring attention to your neck. And as you exhale, release and relax your neck. Take a deep breath in. And bring your attention to your shoulders. And as you exhale, release your shoulders. Take a deep breath in. Bring attention to your chest and your upper back. And as you exhale, release any tension you might be holding there. Take a deep breath in. Bring attention to your lower back and your hips. And as you exhale, release your lower back and your hips. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your arms, hands, and fingers. And as you exhale, release all the tension. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your legs, knees. And as you exhale, release any tension you're feeling there. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your feet. And as you exhale, release any tension you might still be holding on to in your feet. Now, keeping the attention on your feet, imagine your roots starting to grow out from under your feet, growing into the earth, pushing with strength all the way down to the center of the earth. And when you get there, imagine them wrapping themselves around the core of the earth. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Now, starting at the center of the earth, I want you to look around and notice that there are many, many paths leading from the center of the earth, going up to the surface of the earth. Just notice how they kind of start opening up from the core and they just make their way up to the surface of the earth. And as you're looking at all of these paths, I want you to notice that there's one in particular that's standing out for you. I would invite you to go to that path now and just start walking that path, going towards the surface of the earth. And as you're walking up, I just want you to imagine that with every step, you're taking a breath in, and with the next step, a breath out. Nice and slowly breathing in and out. And with each step, getting closer and closer to the surface of the earth. Breathe in and step. Breathe out and step. Breathe in and step. Breathe out and step. And as the surface of the earth comes into view, I want you to notice how there's a lot of energy on the surface of the earth. And that energy takes the shape and form of light. And I want you to notice how that energy, that light, is dancing around your feet. It can be all sorts of different colors, the light, or it can be one color. But it's all like little lightning bolts around your feet. Now, I want you to imagine that those little lightning bolts are all starting to come together, drawing towards each other like a magnet, forming a ball of electric light. Just imagining it form this beautiful ball of electric light at your feet. Take a deep breath in and exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out, nice and slowly, I want you to imagine taking that ball of light that's at your feet and just bringing it up through your body, through your feet, knees, hips, And as it's going through, it's just giving it little lightning bolts of electricity. Just sparking a little life. A little action. Maybe a little joy in your body. So keep breathing in and out and bring it all the way up to your lower belly, up your back, your chest. Imagine those little lightning bolts going through your arms and hands, bringing that light up your throat, into your face and jaw, going up to your forehead, your third eye, and then just coming all the way up to your crown. Just take a minute to check in with your body now and see how it's feeling. Now on your next inhale, I invite you to bring that ball of lightning all the way up into the universe, up into the sky as high as you want, all the way up to meet your higher self. Take a deep breath in and out. Now I invite you to take a look around and notice that your environment is changing, transforming into your favorite room. Again, it can be the same room that you've been in this whole time, or today it can be a different room. Whatever comes up for you is the right room for you to be in today. So I invite you to just take a minute and look around and observe what you see. Notice how your higher self is sitting on a couch or chair, and they're inviting you over. If you want, you can follow their lead and go and sit next to them. And here I would invite you to take a minute and notice how your higher self has presented themselves to you today. Do they look the same as before? Or are they different today? Notice how your higher self is again, pouring you a drink of your favorite drink and offering you the glass or the cup. And if you wish, I invite you to take the glass or cup and clink glasses with your higher self as a symbol that you're here, ready to talk and connecting. Now I invite you to take a minute to share with your higher self what your intention statement is for this conversation. And with that intention statement forming the background of the conversation ahead, I would invite you to start asking your higher self the question, what is my life's purpose? And remember to listen with all of your senses. Notice what's being shown to you, what you're feeling in your body, any sensations, anything you might be hearing, or ideas that just seem to pop into your mind. So listen for the answer to what is your life's purpose with all of your senses. Now I would invite you to ask your higher self, am I on the right path? And listen for the answer. You can also ask the question, where should I stay curious? Thank you. Now I invite you to ask your higher self, what is my next step? Finally, I invite you to ask your higher self, what personal strength do I have that I can rely on to help me move in the right direction towards my life's purpose? It's now time to bring this conversation to a close. So I would invite you to thank your higher self for any and all messages that they were able to communicate with you today. And when you feel ready, I invite you to notice that energy ball, that ball of little lightning bolts that you brought up here with you. Notice that it is right beside you. I invite you to pick it up and take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, imagine yourself going back down through the universe with that little ball of lightning. Breathing in and out, continuing to descend through the sky. Breathing in and out, and arriving at your crown. Breathing in and out. Continue to just bring that ball of little lightning down to your heart chakra. And staying there, breathing in and out. And if you wish, I would invite you to just leave that little ball of electricity, of action, of passion, of creativity. Allow it to sit in your heart chakra, knowing that your heart chakra will distribute all of that energy to the rest of your body as it's necessary and with good intention and with the purpose of you walking along your life's journey towards your life's purpose. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Now I invite you to bring attention to your toes and start wiggling them about. Bring attention to your knees and your legs. Move them around if you can. Bring attention to your fingers and wiggle them around. Bring attention to your back. Move it around a little bit. Bring attention to your shoulders and maybe rotate them backwards or forwards or both. Bring attention to your head and maybe do a little half circle with your neck, being gentle and slow and mindful. And bring attention up to your eyes. And if you feel ready to do so, you can open your eyes. Okay, now just take a look around the room. Start noticing what's around you. Maybe naming the things that you see. And that's just so you can bring yourself back into the room, back into your physical body, back into present consciousness. And if you have a glass of water nearby, you can take a sip. That helps. Just continue moving your body around. And we're going to move into our three questions. So if you have a pen and some paper lying around and you want to take some notes, go ahead and grab those now, and we'll meet you in the three questions. So hopefully you were able to get some good messages from your higher self today. So first question, as always, is what came through for you today? So take a minute to just note down all of the things that came through for you. Remember all of the thoughts that might have popped into your mind, all of the feelings or sensations that you might have experienced in your body, anything you might have heard and or seen. Everything is important. And even if you are thinking that the things that you were popping into your mind are distractions, like you couldn't really get into it today and you were busy thinking about all those things, just write those down. You know, maybe there is a reason that those things are coming through for you today and that you can't let them go. Maybe there is a connection. Maybe there's not. And that's where the discernment comes in. Remember the three house rules. Discernment is one of them. So you'll have to determine that, but don't discard it right now. Go ahead and write it down. And then question number two is, how does that connect with your intention statement? So this is where you might be able to kind of say, well, there's zero connection, or, you know, maybe there is a connection here and let's try to work it out. So that's where you can apply your discernment, and then you can either, you know, cross it off your list or start thinking about, oh, that's interesting that that came through and it's connecting, and maybe it's feeding me towards my next step. So whatever came through for you, think about how it connects to your intention statement. That's question number two. And then question number three is simply, what can you start doing or stop doing that will help you live the truth of your intention statement? So this is where we talk about those baby steps. What's a small thing you can do that might get you to the next step in your life's path? Or is there something that you're doing right now that's actually blocking you from moving forward? So can you stop doing that? And if that thing is too big to stop, well, what's, you know, the sub thing of that thing? Break it down into smaller steps. So after doing step one, it takes you to step two and so on until you get to the big thing that you can stop doing that kind of helps you to live the truth of your intention statement. And so that takes us to the end of this episode, the end of this series, Conversations with Your Higher Self. I hope you have enjoyed connecting with yourself on a different level. It can be very intimate. It can be very informative. It can be very empowering. And I hope that you have found that for yourselves. And it also brings us to the end of this season, taking a break for the summer. And so I want to take a minute to wish you all a wonderful, wonderful summer. I hope you have a chance to get out there and experience life, put into practice everything you've learned over these last few months, and really live your life in truth and in your own understanding of what your life's purpose is. And don't hold back. Enjoy everything, and I hope you'll join me back in September. Take care, everyone.